Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'd like to read with you verses 1 through 4. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, where the Word of God says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And I would encourage you, beloved, to take some time to meditate upon that passage of Scripture, because it is loaded with a wealth of spiritual information for those of us who are of like precious faith. That means we share the same faith in the same God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But as we look at this passage of Scripture, we see that it teaches us that in Christ Jesus, as those of us who are members of the like precious faith, we have several things that we should rejoice in. First of all, we have all that relates to eternal life. You see that there, if you would please, in verse 3, where it says, As according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain unto life. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. And in all reality, eternal life is the life of God, according to John chapter 17 and verse 3. And so through faith in Jesus Christ, we have the life of God in us. But secondly, we don't only have the life of God in us, but we are also to be living a godly life. It says that through faith in Christ, we have all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him. In other words, simply because of the fact that we have eternal life, we should live a godly life, to reflect Jesus Christ, to reflect the greatness and the glory of God in all that we do. And there's a third thing in this passage of Scripture that's encouraging as well. Verse 4 says, Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be, and listen to this, partakers of the divine nature. Not only through faith in Jesus Christ do we have all things that pertain unto life and godliness, but also through faith in Jesus Christ, we are partakers of the divine nature. Now, does that mean that we are God? No. But what it does mean is that through faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit has taken up his residency in our lives. And that began at the moment of salvation. And because of that, every one of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior are truly partakers of the divine nature. The result of that is that we should live a life that is filled with glory to God and virtue here on earth so that we might reflect the goodness and the greatness and the glory of our Almighty God. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, rejoice today because of all that you have in Christ. Father, I thank you for this passage of Scripture. I pray that you will take it and truly, through your Holy Spirit, apply it to our lives as Christians, that we might rejoice in all that we have in you and live for your glory every day of our lives. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dull of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.